saw Reb Shechter last week. I saw Reb Shechter last week before he left Eretz Yisrael, and I gave him a kashmaka smile. I said, Rebbe, we're up to the sugya that before one of your dates, your potential father-in-law fahered you on. This is unbelievable. I would love to know who this is. Shechter was about to go out with a girl, I don't know who. And he told me that this was, years ago, he told me that this was the kasha. Stay tuned, everybody say. So yesterday, we spoke out a Geshmaka Sugya, a Chloikis Tosis in Iran, which L'Choira, we connected to the 2 days in the Ramban, about the nature of Chatzishir, how fundamentally connected it is to Chazilut Tzarufe, which ultimately means is Chazilut Tzarufe necessary in order to create the Chatzishir. And Mela, it's connected, Befrat, Beproti, with the Shir Shalim. So even though you're not going to get an Einish, but there's what to distinguish between, even in the world of Chatzishir. We used that in the end of Shir yesterday to explain the following Shaila of why the Rambam brings an additional Pasuk, a new Pasuk, when it comes to Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. So the Tzlach says that since Chatzishir is fundamentally based on Chazlitz Terufe, if I could create to you a metzias that it's not going to be practically Chazlitz Terufe, then Chatzishir is not going to apply. On that, the Tzlach says, and the Rambam needed to tell you, but by Chometz, the din is not like that. But by Chometz, it's still going to be Usser. So I said yesterday that the reason why the Rambam wanted to do that, perhaps even accepting the Tzlach, is to tell you that over here, it's an Isser Prati. And therefore, whatever the nafkamina is within Isser Prati would be, we have two nafkaminas, Lagabi the Ramban's case of the doctor, or Lagabi Shavuos, whatever it is. Over here, you have to differentiate, even though the Rambam in general might have held the Isser Chatzishir is an Isser Kloli. However, Linder pointed out to me that if you look in the Tzlach himself says exactly what Linder asked the second day of Shir. That Linder said, what do you mean? The Gemara in Pesachim tells us, the Tzlach himself theorizes the Rambam, and he says, the reason why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told us a pasuk over here, by Chatzishir, by Chometz, that it's different than the regular Chatzishir, is not because of what I said, which is, I think, still a good pshat, that it, over here the Rambam wanted to tell you that it's an Isser Prati, but you could say even on an alternative pshat, that it's just based on the fact that Chometz is unique, that it is Aser what? Not only Ba'achil, it's Aser Ba'ano. So since it's Aser Ba'ano, says the Tzlach, Isuri Ha'ano don't have a shear of Kazayis. Isuri Ha'ano is even if it's Chatzi shear. So Memela, that's why the Rambam was telling you that it'll be Aser. Not Alts the Achila Shebo, Alts the Ha'ano Shebo. That's why even at the end of the day, the Pasuk is telling you to come to Aser. He's just explaining to you what the nature of the drush is. So those are just two alternative pshats in why the Torah and the Rambam told you that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted to Aser even in a situation where it's not Chazilut Terufe when it comes to Chametz. No, Marim Shach, there's no cars. Right. No, yeah, I mean, only Achilas Chametz has cars. Yeah. Yeah. He was just telling you that it's still Aser Daraisa because of Ano. And that doesn't matter, Chazilut Terufe or not. Aryeh, when I was saying over the case of eating chametz at the end of Pesach, so Aryeh mentioned, what do you mean? It's usher for you to own the chametz. It's usher for you to own the chametz. Is an isser what, Rabbi Yisai? We're going to learn next year, Mitzvah Shem. Is an isser bal yirah bal yimotzi. You're not allowed to own chametz. So Aryeh assumed that there would be a bal yirah bal yimotzi over here. So Rabbi Yisai, I didn't put this on the Maror Mekoymes, but there is a chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Pei Aleph. What? Shagas Aryeh?
Yeah.
How do you know the... There's a chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh. Who told you about this?
Rabbi said in Shir.
Yeah,
Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh, remember. Wow. Jeez. I mentioned this already, but I didn't tell you what he said.
No.
So Shagas Aryeh in Siman Pei Aleph says a massive chiddush, but he has a myridika mucker for this. You listen to this, Stauber? Zokta Shagas Aryeh, The Gemara in Beitza. Anyone ever here learn Beitza? Anyone ever here try to learn, like, be Messiah in Beitza? No? No, anyone ever here try to be Messiah in Beitza and fail? Anyone here open Daf Beis in Beitza? Yeah? Okay, good. So we're in good. So the Mishnah in Beitza talks about Bayro Bayimatzi, right? What does it say? It's Machlekes Beisham and Beis Hillel. What the shear for chametz is, right? So then the Gemara goes on to explain that they were arguing the shear for what? Bayura Bayimatze. How much is it to be over Bayura Bayimatze? Right? Good? Beis Hillel holds Kazayas chametz. You're not allowed to own on Pesach? Guys, a lot of Pesach Torahs for this year. You're not allowed to own a Kazayas? Or you're not allowed to own the Beis Shammai hold. You're not allowed to own what? A kosevis, right? A dates. That's the machlekes in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Do we have a beitz here? That's machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So the Gemara goes on to explain they're not arguing legabe achila. They're arguing legabe what? Legabe by your remote. Say how much you're violating. You have? Yeah, give me. Okay. Oh, we didn't sing. Okay, we'll sing in Mitzvah Shem. Give me 1 second. Let me just finish the thought. I don't want to be mafsik. I have an urge to sing right now, but I don't want to be mafsik. Be Meichel Zayn. So Shaila, by the way, if your wife can be Meichel, the Yisr Malacha during Chol HaMoed, during Shavuot Brachos, could be a Zedinin. It's Machlekes 2 days in the Pesach Teshuva. Can she be Meichel? I think. So or bekazayis v'chomitz bekoyseves, beis hillel oimrim zevezeb bekazayis. So the machleik is in the shear. So the Gemara goes on to say, Gemara fret the kasha, beitza is gevaldig.
No one holds
a kasha. Oh, the Gemara fret the kasha. Where's the Gemara? David, you remember where the Gemara is? Oh, no. Oh, that's something else. Oh, I think it's ches.
Yes. I have to rummage through my knowledge of
Shas. Zion, wrong.
I'm always one dog. It's like
Gamatrix. You can do it. Go back to your shell. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Barab Chani, is lenient beer. Rabbi Yisai, Beitza Zayinam Abiz. Machloikis Linyan Beer. It's a Pasha. You can't read the Mishnah if you don't know this Gemara. I would say the Shmuz again, but like, if you don't see Zayinam Abiz, you're just like, what? Like, what? There's a Machloikis? How much? Right? Machloikis Linyan Beer. Ava Linyan Achiel Divrei Akol Bechazayis. Tanya Nami Yochav Lo Yerchav Lo Yerchav Zay Machloikis Bechazayis 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 Machloikis Ligabe Beer Machloikis Ligabe Beer Bayerah Bayamotzi. Good? How much do I have to be Mavar? Good. Rabbi Yisai, what I'm about to tell you is going to be a tremendous nafkamina. Oh my gosh, are you going to love this? Do I have to be concerned with the crumbs in my svarim?
Nope.
No.
According to this, we're handling this right now. Frek the Shagasarye. Rabbi Chaim, what? He used to check his svarim?
He just gets a new set every Pesach.
Of everything.
I mean, the Talmud Bavli Shulchan Aruch gets a new set every Pesach.
Chaim
Yeah.
Yeah, for those of us that it's not Nogea to get that, okay, including myself.
Who gets the?
Why not?
I have kashas on that. I've seen your kashas on that because I've seen his shas or
they're older.
They're old.
Maybe he's a Pesach shas. I don't know. L'maisa Rabbi Yisrael, for those of us that not Nogea, there's that Nogea Aloch L'maisa is a big machlokes of Pesachim. Okay, there are gedolim that used to check. Okay, there is potential steers in the Mishnah Berurah about this. I think the Chazanish was makel about this, but there's Rishayim. There's Maram Chalava in Tzachim that says Beferish. I think that the Shiloh. What I'm about to ask you is: do you have to be concerned for Bdikas Chametz on Pachus Mikazais? Frek the Shagasari. I don't understand the Mishnah in Beitza. You understand the Mishnah in Beitza? Achloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, according to the Gemara's explanation on Zayin Mebeis, if what? If the din of beer is what? On Kezayis or Kekoseves, right? Frekta Shagas Aryeh. Frekta Shagas Aryeh. Wait a second. Chatzi Shir is Aser Menat Torah. Who cares? So you'll tell me the Shagas Aryeh is real. It's an Afgamina. No. I want to know about Onish. Thank you, David. I want to know about Malkus. Zok the Shagas Aryeh, you never learn Psachim. You never learn Taisus and Psachim, Chachesim Abyes? Right? You never learn Taisus and Psachim in the end of the Masechta? Taisus and Psachim writes Beferish. No one holds you get Malkus when it comes to Bal Yerah Bayimotze. Why does no one hold you get Malkus when it comes to Bal Yerah Bayimotze? Taisus learns in the Gemara because Bal Yerah Bayimotze is alav Hanitak Lasei. What's the assay, Rabbi say? Anytime a lav is connected to assay, right? By your by your matzah, there's a way to be menatik it. How are you menatik it?
Burning it.
Through burning it, through tashbisu. So anytime you have a lav, anitak lasei, so then what? You don't get malchus. Not for now, Rabbi say. There is a bar plugta on this tesis, okay? Anyone know who the bar plugta is? Get back to me, pay some time, and find out for me who the bar plugta of this tesis is. This tesis is not, what? No, Taisus is never going to argue with Rabbi Yechon. There's a sheet in the Rishonim that argues on this Taisus, but not for now. Zok the Shagas Aryeh, once I hold like this Taisus, that there's no Oynish by Bal Yerah Bayimotze anyways, so then what? This Mishnah in Beitza makes no sense. It's anyways going to be Aser. Why is it anyways going to be Aser? Chetzi Shir, Aser Min HaTorah. We Paschal like Rabbi Yechon. Chetzi Shir, Aser Min HaTorah. Ah! That's a Shagas Aryeh. That's a Shagas Aryeh with a Beitza, with a Taisus, with a Ha! Zah! Schmuck. Zok to Shagas Aryeh, the Mishnah has a machlekes, Beshame Beisilo, whether or not the Shir and Bayura Bayamotze for beer is Zayas or Kebeitza. Frek to Shagas Aryeh, what do you mean? Chatzi Shir is Osman HaTorah. Everyone should hold it to us. So the what? David Rubin answered back to the Shagas Aryeh. No, it's an Afkamina for Einshin. So the Shagas Aryeh said back to David Rubin, no, you're not getting an Oynish anyways, because we hold like this is some Psachim. It's a Lavanitik Lasse. There's no Malkus. Bayer Rabbi Yamatzi doesn't get Malkus. So Memela back to square one. So then what's the Pshat in the Mishnah in Beitza? Zok the Heilige Shagas Aryeh, Simin Pei Aleph, Mikoyach this Kashe, from just reading a Mishnah in Beitza and a Gemara in Beitza, Dav Zayin, with a cup, with a head, with a Gemara, with Yedis. With Night Seder. Zok the Shagas Aryeh. There is no Chatzi Shir by Bal Yerah Bayimotze. No Chatzi Shir by Bal Yerah Bayimotze.
Unique to that.
So the Shagas Aryeh. There is no Isser Chatzi Shir by Bal Yerah Bayimotze. If you're not in the world of Shir, if you have crumbs in a... I'm going to say first, Zok the Shagas Aryeh. This lumdis. Next... When your mother is going to call you up, do I have to clean this? Do I have to take care of this? So then, well, the first thing you should tell her is, let me take you back to Chatz Yishir. Let me tell you a Gemara Beitz. Let me tell you a Taisus. Let me tell you a Shagas Aryeh. Zok the Shagas Aryeh, you know why? Because, and listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai. Chatz Yishir, I don't think we're ever going to finish Chatz Yishir. Chatz Yishir, there's so much to say. A Chatz Yishir... is based on Chozilitz Terufe. Zok the Shagas Aryeh Chiddush. And now, you don't necessarily have to admit to this, agree to this Chiddush. Zok the Shagas Aryeh, how does Chatzi Shir work when it comes to, let's take classic Achila? Okay? I eat a little bit. And now, since within the 2 minutes, Kedei Achilas Pras, whatever that Shir is, I ate another Chatzi Zayis. So then, Igloi Milsalam Afreya. That the Chatzi Zayis that I ate now was an Isser. Says the Shagas Aryeh, that's only by Achila. But by Bal Yerah Bayimotze, you're only going to violate the Isser once you have the Shir Sholem. So Memelo, Zok the Shagas Aryeh, you're never going to have Chazilut Starufe by the Isser of owning Chametz.
What if I find two?
What?
What if I find
no, but that's it's only going to be because you found the second one, now you have the Isser. That's the Bal Yerah says. So the Memela, the Isser of Chatzi Shir, by definition, since it's not going to kick in retroactively like Achila does, the way Achila works. So Memela, the whole concept of Chazilitz Tarufe is not applicable by owning chametz. So Mamela says the Shagazari, that's what the Gemara was assuming, because it knew that the Yisoid of Chatzishir was based off of what? Chazilitz Tarufe. Where is Chazilitz Tarufe applicable? By something like Achila, they can be Mitzarif, Kazayis Kadeh Achila's Pras. Rabbi Tzai, there is another Godol Batorah that says the exact same Yisoid without the Lumdis that he speaks out, but he just says it as a Chiddush on his own. Comes along the Chacham Tzvi in Simen Pei Vav in his Tshuvas. And he says something, Moiridik Mikoyach, the same Kasha. Why is there no Chatz Yishir by owning Chametz? Zok the Chacham Tzvi, without the explanation of the Shagas Arya that I just said, Zok the Chacham Tzvi, we only find Chatz Yishir by what? Things that are similar to Kol Chelev, to Macholos Asurus. Outside of the world of Achila, Lo Matzinu, the concept of Chatz Yishir.
Does he have a makor for that, or you just said
it? He says it on his own. No makor. Oh. Not only that, Edmund, I have makoros against him.
No.
Comes along the Mishnah Lamelech, and he says, I have Raya Brurus against this Chiddush of the Chacham Tzvi. From, let's first say, Rashi and Shabbos. The Gemara is talking about Borer. The Gemara is talking about doing one of the Lamites Velachos, selecting on Shabbos, and Rashi writes for theorists to explain the Gemara that even if you're not being borer the entire shear that would get you a chi of carbon chatas, you're still in violation of what? Chatzi shear aser min ha-Torah. You see that what? Chatzi, thank you. Chatzi shear applies to what?
Non-achilus.
Non-machalus aseris.
Okay, not necessarily val yirah.
Okay, what?
Not necessarily val yirah.
So I agree, but don't say everything the Chacham Tzvi said. Right. I didn't ask Akasha on the Shagas Aryeh. I asked Akasha on the Chacham Tzvi. That's the Kasha of the Mishnah Melech. Okay? Rabbi Yisai, I have a Tosefis to the Kasha of the Mishnah Melech, what Moshe just asked. The way the Magid Mishnah explains that you're not even allowed to steal from your friend, even less than a Shavapruta, because of what? Says the Magid Mishnah, by Geneva, Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah. There's a lot more to talk about that Magid Mishnah, but I'm going to stop myself, even though I'm tempted to. And I'm not going to talk about it. There's a whole Machna Ephraim discussion, what the nature of Prut is, but we're not going to talk about that right now. And we're going to see from both of those Rayas that Chacham Tzvi that said this, it's a Chacham Tzvi, right? You want to keep one day in Israel, you better defend this Chacham Tzvi. Okay? Rabbi say, yeah, now everyone feels like a Nogeh Badavra. Rabbi say, Chacham Tzvi, okay? But Lamaisa, there are a lot of kashas up against that Chacham Tzvi. Are there any other Rayas, Rabbi say? There is one more Raya. Geshmak a Raya that I don't want to talk about. What's the Isser to kiss a married woman? I'm not sleeping with an Ishish, I'm touching her.
Yeah.
You are sick. I think 2 o'clock maybe, not 2:30. Maybe 2 o'clock.
Might as well just go right into
it. Yeah, exactly right. Right. Yeah, what? What?
I have a question.
Oh, wait 1 second. Give me 1 second. Aryeh, I'm just not... Yeah, you want to... Yeah.
No, it's a question. Can I say
it? Is it shy to go back or no?
It's on the answer. It's on... The second answer that Chacham Tzvi gives, or I didn't mention it, why can't we use that?
No. I didn't say that yet. No, that's not fair. You can't do that. No. You can't do that. We're going to get to that. No, Aryeh. That's not fair. Ravoy Sai, Sammy, you have a question?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the answer to the
Shagas
Aryeh is a question.
What?
The answer to the Shagas Aryeh question is just outside the world of Achila, there's no concept of Chatzishir.
That's the way the Chacham Tzvi and the Shagas Aryeh are saying for two different reasons. Yeah, that's what the Shagas Aryeh said, exactly. Yeah. Rabbi Isai, in areas where you can't be mitzdarif, says the Shagas Aryeh, that you can't have the din of Chatz Yishir. Rabbi Isai, what is the Shagas Aryeh? Why am I quoting the Shagas Aryeh? Just stam because I want to give you gifts? That's one reason. But Rabbi Isai, there's another reason why I want the Shagas Aryeh to be said. What's the Shagas Aryeh clearly focusing on? What's the driving force of the Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh, Rabbi Isai? It's Chazal Tzarufe. Very similar to what? To the Chiddush of the Tzlach. That where Chazilitz Tarufe drops, and there's no Metzias of Chazilitz Tarufe, so then Chatz Yishir is not going to be applicable. Okay. Rabbi Isai, where's the Ramban? Where's the, what's the Ramban? Oh, so what's the Isser to kiss a married woman? or for that matter, a nidu who never went to a mikvah, right? Let's talk about, I don't know, a girl in... What's the isser for me to hold hands with a girl in Stern right now? If we want to talk, you know, because we're going to miss 10:30, so we might have to do 10 minute halacha right now. Okay, so we'll do it right here. 10 minute halacha. Holding hands with a girl from Stern, okay? Who is absolutely an nida, and she's an erva min ha-toyra. Okay? What's the isser?
Erva min ha-toyra.
I'm not being boiled, or I'm not having beer with her. What's the isser? They're up on them?
Tomorrow in Shabbos.
Maybe in England it's they're up on them.
Oh, it's allowed?
Shach holds, you have to kill yourself before you do that.
Yarag Val Yavar.
What's the isser? Shach holds that if you have a situation of yichud, you have to jump out of a train. Okay? This is a shach, paskin la'alocha. Yarag Val Yavar. Okay? So next time, you know, you're on a high school Shabbaton and the guys are like, can we talk about if Shomer Negiah is a real thing or not? Like, maybe mention that shach. I don't know, because is this real? Is this real? Gotta get into their, rated R movies. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get some gunfires in there also.
Well, that reminds me of what I say. Everything should be Le'ilui Nishmas, the Kedoshim that were killed yesterday.
Rabbi said, it's Mamish. Mamish in our vicinity. Rabbi Sai. So the Rambam says it's a Pasha Pshat and a Pasuk, Lo Sikrvu L'Galvos Erva. The Torah says, Lo Sikrvu L'Galvos Erva. What's the Pasuk saying? Lo Sikrvu L'Galvos Erva. Do not make yourself come close to Gilui Erva. How does a person come close to Gilui Erva? Right? Donna, we just schmoozed about this. This was the backdrop to our caucus. Right? How does a person come, right? This is the chilut between wives. And how does a person come close to Gilui Erva? If he starts touching. If he starts hugging. If he starts... Good. Rabboisai. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban thinks that that's not pshat in the Pasuk. The Ramban thinks that perhaps it's Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah.
But that's a chazi shir.
Okay, fighter. That was just a little good. Rabbi Sai, all these dinim of chazi shir,
it's chazi
tzeruf. Rabbi Sai.
What's chazi shir got to do with that?
Think about it.
Reish lakish.
No. It's a big chiddush. Rabbi said the Ramban's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. There's a lot to talk about this Ramban.
It's really
Ramban
says.
Rabbi say.
What?
About what? No, you're talking about the Gemara.
Marry
to be with a guy.
No, it talks about like,
Gozru.
If you could like hug his sister and kiss her or something. Mayor.
No, that's sister. Sisters are different. Sisters is not the same as
sister. No,
warmer and bulky.
Okay. Rabbi Sai. But then the Chacham Tzvi says something else. Then the Chacham Tzvi says a different word. And this word is actually interesting, and I don't have the same kashas. Says the Chacham Tzvi, you want to know why by Bar Yoh, by Matzah, you don't have Chatzi Shir? Because Chatzi Shir is not automatic. We all assume that Chatzi Shir, when you ever have the Yisr there, so then, automatically, that's going to be Chatzi Shir. Comes along the Chacham Tzvi and he says, no. Maybe the way Chatzi Shir works, says the Chacham Tzvi, is because I did something to now say, ooh, I want that Chatzi Shir. I was machshiv, says the Chacham Tzvi, that Chatzi Shir. It's not insignificant like it would have been normally, but since you now did something to now make it chashuv, which is what's called in halacha achshavei. So then, Then I ate it, right? Even a mashu, I showed you. Oh, I do consider this. I do think that this has significance. So now, that now creates a chiyuv even on something that doesn't carry a shir shalit. But says the Chacham Tzvi, if I'm passive, if I just own a house on Pesach, and Baal Yerol, Baal Yemotzi, which is a violated with a passive situation, I didn't do anything active, I never gave chashivis to this item that you can now trigger achshevei, says the Chacham Tzvi, then Chatzi Shir will not apply. Mikoyach this chiddush, Chacham Tzvi says that's the answer to the kasha that we started Shir with today, why Chatzi Shir will not exist by Baal Yerol Baal Yemotzi. Now, whether or not you agree with the Chacham Tzvi or you not agree with the Chacham Tzvi, Rabbi Yisai, it's a fascinating concept to internalize that Chatzi Shir is just not automatic. Why is it make it quick? I'm serious. Every second in this sugya, I don't doubt it. That's why I said make it quick. Every Chatzi Shir is not automatic according to the Chacham Tzvi, which is a totally new approach to Chatzi Shir, which you could debate, which is a massive chiddush. But it's what to think about. And that's what I want to carry out to Rabbi Yisai to the next shlav in the sugya. The next shlav in the sugya, Rabbi Yisai, we're done with the Chanukah gelt, we're done with the gifts, and now we're getting back to our sugya. We're now going back to Chulin Tzadiches. Or not. Stauber.
Could I map the meaning between the two parts of the Chacham Tzvi be buying a Chatzi Shir of Chametz on Pesach? The second one, you would say, no, that's...
Excellent. By the way, the Rambam writes, if you buy chametz on Pesach, guess what happens to you?
You
get malchus.
What did you buy chametz?
Why did I just say that? By the way, to Stalber Rabbi
Yisai. It's not hanah. You don't get karet.
That means no.
I asked you 10 minutes ago if by Pesach time you guys could try to find out someone who argues on who.
On the.
So did I just find that for someone? Stauber just found it. I just told it to him.
On
what? So everybody said, I just helped you. You found it.
I missed the name.
Took 10 minutes. The Rambam says, Hakoyne chametz bepesach loike. It's from that Rambam that you see beferish, that the Rambam argues with Tosis by Baal Yerol Baal Yemotzi, that there is what on Baal Yerol Baal Yemotzi? There is Malchus. How do you deal with the fact that it's a lav and intikla essay? Oh boy, that's going to take next year. That's going to take next year, Rabbi Yisai. Stay tuned.
Can't you say that it's Chatzi Shir?
No, it's actually a very small piece. Yeah, what? So he's saying in addition to that, it has to be that you did something with it.
It's good. He's saying it needs to be important.
You need to do something.
It's not important.
Yeah, I agree with that. You're asking on this second chiddush of the of Achshavei? Yeah, he's saying it's not enough for it to be a Chatzi Shir. You have to be Machshavei. You have to do a Maisa Hachshava, an Achshavei. You were Machshavis. You sowed it significant. If you were passive, if you were just owning Chametz, that's not Chatzi Shir, is not going to kick in. Big chiddush. He's saying that's the answer to why it doesn't apply to Baal Yerol Baal Yemotzi. Why does it apply in Yuma? Yuma's talking about where you're eating a Chatzi Shir, where you're doing something. So all the cases of Chatzi Shir was where you did something. Both of the ideas of the Chacham Tzvi's are massive chidushim, Rabbi said. But it's a Chacham Tzvi. You want to keep 2 days, one day yontiv. You gotta accept one of those chidushim. Yeah.
So the Shagas Aryan is an answer for why you wouldn't have, why there is no Chatzi Shir. Like, is it more or less? I mean, second answer of the what's it called?
Chacham Tzvi
says it has to do with what's it called?
You're passive.
Right.
You're not achshavei. Totally different bar.
He's talking about just.
He's saying even where it's Chazal the Tzarufet, right, yeah, he doesn't hold of this Kiddush. No one holds of this Chacham Tzvi. This is a massive Kiddush, the Chacham Tzvi, that you need to do something by Chatzi Shir. Mechatesi, where does the Gemara say that? It's a bad bomb Kiddush. He did it. He said it. Mikoyach this Kasha. Rabbi Yisai. Shechter had a date. And the father-in-law before the date asked him, so new, Rabbi Shechter Shlita. I'm just not going to say his first name, but I'm sure he said his first name. New Rabbi Shechter, tell me, is Chatzi Shir by Taruvis the Raisa or the Rabbana?
Oh God!
That's why I said I want to know who the guy who asked the question. But the biggest pell is Rabbi Issa. He had an answer. That's the pell. That's lach in your dating, Rabbi Issa. Comes along the Gemara in Beitza. And now I'm asking everybody, say, unless you're really stuck, please don't hold me, because I want to finish and I want to move weiter. I got very few shiurim left of this man. They give me a total of like 3 weeks to teach here for every semester. So like, I got nothing. I'm trapped. Rabbi Yisai comes along Gemara and Beitza. Gemara and Beitza tells you something, Rabbi Yisai, that, as I told Avi, stay tuned. We're going to have to learn up that Gemara and Beitza. Rabbi Yisai, that's going to be change our whole approach to Kashrus and Bittul B'Taruvis. We need to learn up that Gemara and Beitza. We're not doing it justice right now. But on the superficial level, surface level of that Gemara, without being ma'ayin into it, the Gemara says the following Chiddush. Something that we've been quoting all along, that many of you have asked me, is this concept of Shishim, can I create it, L'chadchila? Says the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Dalet, you are not allowed to be Mevatel and Isser, L'chadchila. You're not allowed to be Mevatel and Isser, L'chadchila. Says the Gemara and qualifies, that's by De'oraisa, but not by De'rabbanan. Do not paskin la halacha based on what I'm saying to you right now, because we need to learn up that suya. Okay? Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos and Beitza ask Abam Kasha. He says, really? It's straight up derabonon versus deoraisa? But doesn't the Gemara talk about igula shel truma, that you're not allowed to be mevatel? And that's truma by peiros. And everybody knows, Rabbi Yisai, that Truma's Paris is what? Is only Derabanan. What's Truma Deraisa, Rabbi Yisai? Gotta know this. Dagon Tirish V'Yitzer, excellent. Shkoyach. Dagon Tirish V'Yitzer, crap, wheat, you know, grapes. Outside of those items, according to Rov Rishainim, classic oranges, apples, Truma is not Deraisa, even if you have full Kedushas Haaretz. You gotta know this, everybody say. Okay, you gotta know this. With the exception of who, Shita? Shita's ha? Shita's ha? Shita's ha?
Rambam.
Rambam. Now I wanna hear you say it. Rambam. Shita's a Rambam. Shita's a Rambam is that Truma's Paris is the Raisa. The exception, one exception. Good. Remember that, everybody say. Put that in your notes as just an aside. So Tysus is of the opinion that what? Trumas Peiris is only Derabonon. So Taisa says, why the Gemara earlier say that I can't lechadchila be mevatel Trumas Peiris if it's only an is or what? Derabonon. So what does Taisa say? Taisa says a massive chiddush. Taisa says it's not exactly the way the Gemara presented things. It's not as clear cut. It's not what Edmund Deoraisa versus Derabonon. Rather, it's what? It's totally Derabonon versus Derabonon, that shmek of Deoraisa's. That they smell a little bit deraisa dick. Ikaro deraisa. Trumo is a ikaro deraisa. It wasn't an invention derabon. Muktzah, like the Gemara was talking about at Beitza, is an invention midrabon. You with me, Brodsky? Huh?
Is derabon versus a
what? No. Okay, yeah, kind of. Meaning if it's stuck, or if it has its roots in a level of deraisa. It wouldn't be, even if it's not a classic case of Megalgel. Megalgels means you had at once an Isser Deraisa here, but as long as this Isser is connected to a Deraisa, that's more Chum. Makes sense. Taisa says it's not as exactly clear-cut as what the Gemara presented. That's Taisa's Chiddush. But then quote Tosas quotes Araya. B'chein mashma b'peregid hanoshe. And that is, listen, now we're coming full circle, we're going back to the Gemara. If anyone thought we were off the daf, that's wrong. B'chein mashma b'peregid hanoshe. Gabi ahi palga dezesa de tarba. Like the Gemara in Sadi Chesem and Aleph. That Mar Baravashi, what? Had a chatzi zayis, the nafal bedikula, that fell into what? A dikula, I don't know what that is. So maybe Rashi or the Ra'ah can explain it to me. Summer Mar Baravashi lisharune betlosin palga dezesa. Mar Baravashi thought, let's get shticky over here. Let's do half 30. Amale avua al tezalze bashure. But then Tosis's mask is Moisef. What was Rav Ashi's Musser? The Ein Mevatlin. Rav Ashi says that's Isser. and there's nothing to do with this. Vein mevatlin. Va'amai. Loi hoisif aleim atshushim prektoratoisis. Why didn't he what? Just add more. Why did Rav Ashi give a Musar Shmuz, Rabbi Yisai? What? This was the whole Ganses Sugya, Rabbi Yisai. Every piece of this lundis was all to understand what? A conversation between Mar Rav Ashi and Rav Ashi. What was the father's Musar to his son? Zoktoises, I don't understand. Why was he saying, give out! This is us, sir! There's nothing you could do over here! Throw this in the garbage, says Toises. He adds a whole new story to what happened in the kitchen over there. Says Toises, and you don't have an option of what? Adding more. Why don't you have an option of adding more, says Toises? To riot to my chiddush and beitza and avdalad amid beis, that what? It's not exactly derabbanan versus deraisa. It's the Rabbanon that what? That shmek the Araisa versus the Rabbanon that don't shmek anything. And guess what? In the case of Chulin, it was a the Rabbanon that shmek of a Araisa, and that's why Rav Ashi gave him Musar that there's nothing for you to do, and he yelled, get out! Ve'im evatlin, lo hoisim aleim atshishim g'deil evatlin also. El shmamiro, says Toisvis, this is a source to my chiddush la aloche, in Beit Zadal Rebbe Beis. That no one else agrees with me, says Toises. And it's against the Pashas and the Gemara. But you have to say this. Because otherwise you can't read Chulin Tzadiches. And this is my answer to the Yigulei Truma that I said before, says Toises. I have a Gemara in Tzadiches that says Beferish what I said. That when you have a Derabbanan, that's Ikura, Deraisa, there's an Isser to be Mavatalit. And that's why Rav Ashi says, you're stuck. And you deserve to be punished. Go to your room. Now we have no dinner. But he said, I don't understand this.
This is Darabon.
Frek Moshe. What? This is building a Gansa Shtik of Torah. To say a Chiddush in the world of Eimav Atlan Israel Chadchila that we're going to stay tuned until next semester if you're accepted into the Shir. Rabbi Yisai, based on what? Based on Chulin Sariches? What? Everyone who learns Beitzer, everybody says, except for Schechter, learns this and says, oh, so there's probably more that says that over there. What is Siddur Rabbanan? What is Siddur Rabbanan? I thought Rav Yochanan says, Chatzis Shira Siman HaTorah. Who has this kasher, everybody say? Maritzchis. Every raya of Toises needs to be learned up, needs to be questioned. Needs to be looked into. Needs to be checked up upon. Toisvus and Beitza, Dafdalin and Beis just did something incredible. And I hate to break it to you, but I have no idea what he's talking about. But Rabbi Yisai, I know someone who did know what he was talking about. His name is Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why did I say in the first day of Shir that these few lines are very exciting? Because there are a bunch of circles in there. And where did Rabbi Kiva Eger send me in Gilyon HaShas, Rabbi Yisai? He sent me to the Beitza, to this Taisvis, to this Sugya. What does Rabbi Kiva Eger say? I am Beitza, I am Adalatim and Beitza, Taisvis, Dira Maschel Tznal. Rabbi Yisai, that's awesome. Zok the Heiliger Reb Kiva Eger L'chayra. Zok the Maritz Chiyas. What's the next Reb Kiva Eger? Zok the Rashin Tful Yoyim. A Chiddush Nifla Ad L'Ma'oy that is not Yadua. Which is why that person was asking Rav Shechter before his day. Perhaps. Some could be Mechadish. And there are Shittas in the Rishayna that hold, even though Chatzi Shir is Osir Min HaTorah, Chatzi Shir is not Osir Min HaTorah when it's in a Tavuvus. That's cool. That's L'chayra, the Shita of the Taisus, the way he learned our Gemara, the way he built his binyan, his Yisoyed from our Gemara. Whether or not Toises had the next line in our Gemara is a question to me, Rabbi Yisai. But I can tell you this much. Tosfos clearly learned that in the first line of our Gemara. Al tizalzale b'shiure derabon. That might be what Tosfos held. Rabbi Yisai, I started off shiur asking, what in the world is that first line? What shiurim derabon? Is this only an issur derabon? Is this going like min b'mino? That chelev and basar is min b'mino? Is this going like Rashi, that tam k'ikar is not d'oraisa?
What's
his shear? Or is tarubis by chatzis shear only d'rabbanon? Anupshat! Myradik! A toises and beitza! A ration t'vulyoim! A shidduch for a shechter! But then the kasha is Rabbi Yisai. That's cool. That's awesome. That's a new pshat in our Gemara. And perhaps they didn't even have the second line of our Gemara in their girsa. And they left it with the first line. And they had to explain it. But what, Rabbi Yisai? That's all great and it's nice and it sounds good. But the question is, that's not going to cut it for our shir. We need to understand why. If chatzi shir is aser min haTorah, Edmund, I want a svare. I want a svare. Why? Why do I want a svare, you're asking?
No, why?
Oh. Why? Chatzi shir! It's chatzi shir! Who cares if it's ben or if it's betarubis? The Issur d'Oraisa is always an Issur d'Oraisa. Why should it make a difference? Oh, Myridik! If you go back to the Lomdis when you thought that we were just going around and getting Shas topics and giving an elective in YU, right? No, we weren't doing that. We were learning a Tzlach. We were learning a Toisvis. Chodzitz Tarufi is the Zach. Is the Machayim. Is the driving force. In Cain, if you're in a matzah that where it's nachas and sarufe, zok the heiliger, tzil and nifresh chaya, zok the tzlach, zok the chakas arye, in bayir by yamotzi sim pe aleph, where chazim sarufe is not around, so what's the aloche? What's the din? If I don't have an extra pasuk by chometz, what's the din? What's the normal din? It's the rabbana. So b'meila kuntois, shot number one. In these Rishonim, in our Pashut Pshat in the Gemara, that we won't go Vayter. No Vayter. I don't understand what the Gemara says. What Shir and Drabbanan? Hamke Ikers Drabbanan? I don't want to say that. Min Bimino Chela Bebaz? I don't want to say that. No, I want a Toysis and Beitz. I want a Rashin Tful Yoim. But I don't understand still why. The answer is because I learned a Tzlach. I learned a Shagasarye. I learned the Rambam in Chometz Matzah. And I know Chozel Tzarufe, according to a Tosis, is the Zach. That's the Machayev. If Chozel Tzarufe is out the window, Chatzishir is out the window. Guess what, Rabbi Yisai? What if I can create you a concoction that it's going to be very difficult to be Mitzdar if it's two Chatzizes? Because it's no longer around. It's not a mitzaref. The Lego pieces don't fit. Shakalaka. Rabbi Yisai, but what if I don't hold? What if I don't hold? What if I don't hold like that pshat?
Then what's us and where I said?
What?
Then you'd have to say to us still eating all day turbo.
No.
Still
doing yes. I have a new pshat. Rabbi said, listen up. What happens if you have medication that has macholos asuras inside the taruvus? There's a taruvus. And one of the ingredients in my taruvus is treif in the medication. Most of it is not, but it's mesarif. Comes along a few gedolim. I'm not telling you whether you could paskin like this on its own. And remember this, Rabbi Say, because I guarantee you it's going to come up next semester. It might even come up in the next sugya. But it will come up and come up and come up, and it will come up every day in your Paschal and Shailas, Amir Tzashem. Says the Har Tzvi, this item is no longer edible. It went through a production that it's no longer food. So why am I concerned with this at all? The answer is because the Rashi Maseches Pesachim tells me, if I take ashes of a burnt piece of bread on Pesach, and I swallow it, Morty, I just violated an Isser. Why? It's Nifsal. It's no longer good. It's no longer food. Says the Rosh. So it's called Achshave. I am Achshav, this item. I'm nuts. I put this and I say, I want to eat this. I ignore the fact that this went through a process to burn it up and to destroy it. Achshave. Comes along the poskim and they say, oh, so if I need to eat this medication, so now I need it. So I'm machshav it. So now even though in the production of this medication from the animal that was not kosher, it was no longer in good condition, it was no longer ra'oi, but now by me swallowing this item, I'm machshav it. Comes along the heart sphere of Tzvi Pesach Frank and he says, there's no achshave by a mixture. Achshave is when I take this item and I put it in my mouth like the Rush was talking about hashish. I machshave it when it's what? When it's be'ein. Comes along the Har Tzvi and says a chiddush by medications. There is no achshave if the item, I can't even find the item. I don't even know where the item is. The item's gone. It's misariv. The item is what? Bitaruvis. Moirai veraboisai. If you accept the Chacham Tzvi and you accept the Har Tzvi, guess what? You have a new pshat in Tosfos and in the Rash in Tful Yom that there is no Chatzishir by what? Taruvis. Two pshatim in these Rishonim, Rabbeisai. Two new pshatim in the Rishonim that are going to learn Pshat in our Gemara. Geshmak. That even if it's the real McCoy, even if it's a real Chatzishir, it might only, the Gemara had a tzad, that it might only be Durabonon, and not because Tom Kaker's Durabonon, and not because it was Mimimino over here, but because of the lumdis of Chatzishir, Rabbi Isai. I'm going upstairs with this Pshat, Rabbi Isai. But you think it's all a ration to Yom, you think it's just a Taisis, everybody say. You think it's all not making it lahalacha. This is all nice shiklach Torah, Rabbi say. You could say at a in the yeshiva, but Rabbi say the people who want to know bottom line halacha lemaisa. This is, if anyone would say this halacha lemaisa, and you should know this halacha lemaisa, I'm never going to pass them like this. But it's not a nice sheet out there, Rabbi say. But now I'd like to develop halacha, Rabbi say, and suggest the following idea. Hear me out. I don't think it's absolutely crazy to suggest that this line in the Gemara wasn't read amongst the poskim. It's crazy to suggest that this is psak la'loch. That I'm going to say right now. But that these didn't make it, hear me out right now. Comes along the Mechaber in Tzadi Chesivov. I didn't even put it on the Marmakomos. It's two lines. It's so short. Kechatzi zayis shel iser. You have a chatzis zayis of iser, shenis ariv beheter, that fell into a taruvus of heter, tzarech shishim chatzis zayis heter levatlo. What do you need? Shishim. Don't be makel by chatzis shir. The feirish against what? All these rishonim that we're saying not so, right? Comes along the shach, and he says, the kaimalon chatzis shir nami aser min atayra elosheim loikin alav. Because what? Chatzis shir is aser min atayra. So everyone learned our sugya. Chatzis shir is aser min atayra. So how can you make it by chatzis shir, right? Implication is, what if this was an only an iser derabanan? Would the shach maybe say not so? Comes along the Taz in Sif Cotton Tess on this Machaber, they're just the Shach and Taz. That's all there is, Rabbi say. Mamash knows, you can finish this in 10 minutes. The Simon. The Sif. Perish Afilu B'Yisra D'Rabbanon. Don't think that it's only by Yisra Torah. Afilu b'sir rabbanon. How do I know? Talk to Taz. Our fascinating line that we've been spending shir on, Rav Ashi's first piece of musr that he said to Mar Rav Ashi was what? That by Yisr Rabbanon, it's also usr.
Why is it shir?
It's shishim for Rabbanon. Like we suggested, maybe it's going according to Reish Lakish. Maybe it's going according to what? Rashi, Mimimino, Rabbi Isai comes along the Knesset HaGdoyle and he says, but read the Shach. What does Shach say? Shach said it's only because of the Va'od in our Gemara. Because of Va'od, Chatzis Shir Man HaTorah. Says the Knesset HaGdoyle, which we are not paskening alike, but the Knesset HaGdoyle thought that there might be a machlokes, the Shach and the Taz, on whether or not Chatzis Shir and Ataruvis would be usher by Nisr Derabbanan. The Taz thought that there's a Beferish Gemara about it, and the Shach thought that there wasn't a Beferish Gemara, or that that Gemara cannot be accepted la'alacha. How did the Shach learn the first line of our Gemara? Again, the Shach says, since Chatzis Shir is usher minatayra, so then what? So therefore it's usher. So either he learned it's like Reish Lakish, which is a little shvach, or he learned, Rabbi Yisai, that Gemara was Taruvis, even by Chatzis Shir, and was saying that Chatzis Shir by Taruvis is not us. So does it? Did anyone la'alocha read our Gemara like this? Potentially the Shach, according to the way the Knesset HaGdol learns. L'maisa la'alocha, the Prima Gadim writes, it's ridiculous to ever be mako by an Isidur Abonan. Bottom line, whether you hold it's an Isidur Abonan, it's Isidur Aisa, it's all going to be Usr, Chatishir Taruvis. But Rabbi Yisai, what do we have in our sugya? We have a line in the Gemara that, by the way, in the Tosis is Shteler, and Tosis is in Shul, and the Rash is Shul, they actually held L'maisa like this line, just didn't make it to Shulchan Aruch. That what? There might not be Chatzis Shir by Taruvis. Why should that be? We explain based on the Lomdus in Chatzis Shir, based on our build-up up until now. Did that make it potentially into Shulchan Aruch to even read a line in the Gemara like that? Maybe that's Machlokes the Shach and Taz according to the Knesset HaGdol. Is it going to affect Halacha L'maisa? Absolutely not. But we now have a new read in our Gemara of the conversation between Mar Bar Rav Ashi and Rav Ashi. Rav Yisai, I close with the following question. If you hold like the Chacham Tzvi, let me ask you the following question, Rav Yisai. It should bother all of you. There is a din. There is a parak in the Sechah Shabbos. The sugi is over, by the way. But there is a parak in the Sechah Shabbos that's called Mishe Hechshech. All those 2 minutes left that the phone calls. I'm mamish like Erev Shabbos. I'm nervous to turn off my phone because those are like the shilas of the people on the highways. Like what to do, you know? People who don't. You gotta cheshbon when you accept the job. To know that you're going to be able to keep, not Shabbos, you're going to be able to keep Erev Shabbos. Don't destroy your life because of Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. So yeah, you might be sitting on $500,000, but if you're sitting stressed out and you can't have a nice meal with your wife, or you can't even make it there, or even if you make it there, you stressed out the whole family that you can't even have Shalom Bayis, and you're just going to fight every Shabbos, what's it worth? Like, Emmis, what's it worth? I'm not trying to be frum over here. I'm not trying to be frum. I'm asking you in the secular, what's it worth? You think you're going to be happy? Mamish. I have to rush home. I can't keep Shabbos. I have to struggle. I have to sneak out of the room every time. I know they're going to kill it. It's what the cheshbon. Is this really worth all that money? Or if I can get another job that can make me able to keep Shabbos benachas, that'll give me energy for the rest of the week, perhaps it might even be worth taking some cuts. So in the Mishnah, Misha Hechshech, it talks about a guy who's running late Erev Shabbos. And he gets stuck and it's Shkia. He can't stay in that on that donkey or he can't stay on that car. But he's got a lot of stuff. So again, we're not paskin like right now. For basically, if you want to shear on this, we got to talk about it another time. When you should do what and what you should do first. But the Gemara discusses the following Eitzah. What if he carries, does anyone know? Pachos, pachos, midalad amos. There's an Issa d'Araisa to carry, not only from Yishus HaYachad, Yishus HaRabim in Ilchus Shabbos, there's an Issa to carry four amos in Yishus HaRabim. Says the Gemara, so you're going to violate the Isser of Mavir Dalad Amos Bishus HaRabim. Comes along the Gemara and says, maybe in this unique situation, if you exhausted all other possibilities, perhaps you can carry an Amma at a time. Anyone have a kasha on that Gemara? What's Chatzi Shir? Meiri asked this kasha on Shabbos on that Gimel Lebis. This is Chatzi Shir. So the Shagazariyeh says what you're saying. Again, he goes back to Chazetz Tarufe and he says, since every Akira and Anocha needs that you have to have Das, that you're what? You're going to be Mavir, the whole Dalit, and therefore Mela, now you separated them because you had Akira and Anocha. It's not Chazetz Tarufe, exactly Lishitoso. In the Gur Sari, he writes the same Yisoid, like he said in the Shagazariyeh, because he's a proponent of what? Chazetz Tarufe, and like the Tzlach, where there's no Chazetz Tarufe, you're not going to have Chatzis Shir. Chazetz Tarufe wasn't just an arrow. Chazetz Tarufe was a real McCoy. But there's another Vort, Rabbi Sai. There's another Vort over here that the Rugachever says over, and the Rabbi Schechter is very fond of saying over. And he asks another Kasha, Rabbi Sai. According to the Chacham Tzvi, yeah, what Moshe is saying is 100% right. The Chacham Tzvi would have a great riot from that kasha, from that gemara
anyway,
also.
No?
What?
That gets questions anyway, you know? Like
yeah, 100%. Comes along, the taste is Yeshanim in Yuma, and he says the following idea. Rabbi Sai, are you allowed to wash your body on Yom Kippur?
No.
Is that Nisr D'Oraisa or Nisr D'Rabban? I'm talking about taking him out of the shower.
Doraisa.
What?
Doraisa.
Isn't it just anointing yourself?
In the pasuk. When the pasuk's talking about achil and shtiyah.
Comes
along with the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rabbeinu Tam says, doraisa only achil and shtiyah on Yom Kippur is aser. Everything else is derabbanan. Woo! Woo! Everything else is derabbanan. One of the rayas is that how could they be makel by a kala and a melech? They are allowed to wash your hands. Hello, it's chatzi shir asman atayra. Elamai, it's not. It was the rabbanon, and they didn't ask her in those situations because the rabbis have the ability to decide when to apply and when to not. Rabbi Sai, like you said correctly, the Rambam Shita and the Ran are of the opinion. It's the Raisa. I remember when Rav Amar came here. He said, Beferish in the Shir, he said, everyone holds that the other who knew him are only the Rabbanon. And he said it in Shitas Rambam, Rav Amar, Svardi. I remember I went over to him after the show, we went to the Ran. The Ran says it's the Raisa, Mshan Rambam. So Rav Isai, so then what's. That's very nice. It's a deraisa according to the Rambam, like the Ran says. But what? You still have to explain a kala. You still have to explain a melech. What happened to the concept of chatzi shir? Zokt, the Tosis Yeshanim. The Tosis Yeshanim doesn't actually say it. He says this lashon. Says ritzich rechitzas kol haguf aser. Rechitzas kol haguf aser. So some Achrayim say, ah, Tosis Yeshanim is a right to the Chacham Tzvi. What he meant to say is that you don't say Chatzi Shir outside of Machalos Asurus. Or perhaps the Tosis Yeshanim is saying a new Yisrael. Rabbi Sai, if my mother asks me to take a shower, and I tell her, I did partially. What do? You washed your hands. My mother will say, are you joking me? Rechitzas yadayim is not a chatzi shir of rechitzas kol aguf. They're totally different. This is what Rav Shechter coins from the Rogachover, something called an halacha that is not susceptible to chatzi shir. And he coins the following phrase, the Rogachover. There are certain shir nekudas, and there are certain shir hitzdarfuses. There are certain isurim that every mashu, every item that I'm eating, is part of the isur. I just didn't have the measurement that's now going to get me what? The onesh. That's what's called a shir hitzdarfus. Did I eat nevela? Avad, I ate nevela. I just didn't eat a shir of nevela. Right? That's a shir hitzdarfus. But if the Torah tells you what? I didn't ask you not to walk on Shabbos. I didn't ask you not to carry on Shabbos. I asked you not to carry Dalet Amis, starts the Isser. That's a sheer nekuda. I didn't ask you not to wash part of your body. I asked you not to what? Not to bathe. Not to take a shower. And just like my mother doesn't hold of washing my hands, has any shaychis to taking a shower? So the Memela kolod that I didn't get to that Nakuda, I didn't get to that Shlav, so Memela, I never started what? I never started the Isser to begin with. So it could be there's another Lomdis and another Yisoid, Legabe many of the Kashas, Legabe Chatzishir, as we close and we exit out of this Sugya. That Chatzishir is only applicable to a Shir Hitzstarfus, like the Gemara says, Chazal Tarufe, and it never was applicable to Kola Tarakula of a Shir Nakud. Did everyone accept this idea? No. Clearly the Shaksari didn't accept this idea. But Shachter holds that this is Yisoid, and Memelo that answers all of the Kashas, and the Me'iri Be'etzim says this. Me'iri says when he asks this Kasha of Mavir Dalet Amis, his Lashon is the following, on Gimel and Beis. Me'iri on Gimel and Beis Masech Shabbos. Chatzi Shir Amar Achmona, Velo Chatzi Malacha. You didn't even do anything. That's a chatzi malacha, that's nothing. The Torah only said if you didn't do the shir, but you obviously were involved in the isser. Yesh l'chalik between a chatzi shir and a chatzi isser. And a chatzi malacha. If the nature of the isser until the shir didn't even begin, so the memela, that's not going to be susceptible to chatzi shir. That's a different, a little bit of a different lumdus than any of the lumdus that we presented up until now. But it's an important yusayid. And Rabbi Yisai, we are closed with this Givaldic sugya. Yeah, go through.